and then we'll record a postscript, something that came to mind after we'd switched off the microphone. Can you talk about changes in attitudes at work to diabetes?
Yes, certainly in the past, I've been aware of firms having not always a helpful side to the diabetes and some prejudices. And I've seen it. I haven't suffered it because I kept it quiet. So, you know, that's another side to diabetes, in keeping it quiet, especially in a male orientated and dominated area. But I noticed it in one way that a colleague became ill and was diagnosed with diabetes in the workplace while he was at work. And he was fairly open about it, but the attitude towards him was not helpful. It was hard because it didn't give diabetes a good name, because he did lose a fair amount of work through it, because he had trouble in controlling his diabetes and he had to go into hospital and one thing and another. And I suppose he might have been one of those people that just leant on it a little bit too much and therefore gave a bad name for diabetes within the work environment.
And did people at work know that you'd got diabetes too?
Probably one or two, but not very many. Certainly none of the bosses or anything like that. One of the reasons, I suppose, that I kept it quiet, because I didn't want it to interfere with my work life and I didn't see that it should. But there was that element of nastiness, especially with this person. And you sort of defended him to a certain extent, but felt that if I pressed that too much, then I'd also be in the firing line. And perhaps you do have to stand up and be counted, but it is very difficult when you're in that type environment. And this now, admittedly, it's getting on for 8 or 9 years ago, I would think. Now the firm that I work in is a smaller firm, and to be honest, they're amazing, much better. They're much clued up. But having said that, it's more. They've got more women working there, and I think women are much more open about their problems than men are. If you're in an all-male environment, then you tend to keep it quiet. You don't say anything. As soon as you switch to a female environment, even men switching into a female environment, it's different. I'm not saying that all males suddenly open up, because they don't, but you suddenly are able to talk about certain things and get a much more positive result.